as we always do on Thursdays. Coming up this weekend, the Nashville Cats back in action. They're on the road at Orlando, and you can hear that one, of course, on Saturday night. Originally, that was a Sunday game. We'll get into all of that with our next guest. Greg Pogue joins us now from the Nashville Cats, and of course, our buddy. You know, we spent so many mornings together.
Love this guy.
Back in the day, and you two have worked together for a long time. Hi, Pogie. What's up?
Fellows, good morning. Thanks for having me. First off, it's 6 bowls of oatmeal. Let me get this right. Does that create blockage or does that create passage?
It creates a interesting ride home to Donaldson at noon. That's all you need to know, pal.
Well, I'm sitting in Donaldson right now, right in front of the Donaldson muffler and hitch.
Please get out. You know. Please leave Donaldson right now. Please.
I'm passing through.
Cats will head to Orlando, and we'll have pregame for you with Eli Gold and company at 5:30 on Saturday. But I want to go back a week. Clarksville, F&M Bank Arena, this beautiful – I mean, we call it new. It's been around for a couple years now, but an awesome facility. You all haul everything up there and go play a game in Clarksville. How cool was that in that atmosphere?
Well, yeah, 4,700 plus of 5,400 capacity. So, you know, that was a good – the team played very well. We got us a new quarterback that lit it up. Seven passing touchdowns. That's what's arena football. But the interaction with the crowd – and, of course, you talk about F&M Bank, the facility. First time I was up there earlier in the week with our Tuesday press conference, and then back Saturday. And, of course, Ryan Mag and our game day production crew, they knock it out of the park. So, and the coolest thing about it, Chip Hoback, our PA announcer, asked all of those who are here today are military, you know, affiliated family or servicemen, women, and half the crowd stood up. And that was
so cool.
And that, you got to, you know, chill. The Dollar General Corporation, the Cal Turner Foundation, had 1,500 guests of theirs there from Fort Campbell. So, yeah, it was a win all the way around. I tell you what, that they got a very special building in downtown Clarksville at F&M Bank.
So I'll ask this then, Pogie. Is there a chance that maybe we see the Nashville Cats play another one sometime soon in Clarksville?
Well, I mean, sure, you know, surely future dates. We're right now with, and I know we'll get to this, the reconfiguration of the Arena Football League is probably not in the preseason. I mean, the regular season. But, yeah, I don't know. Just thinking out here, I'm not out of Donaldson yet, so my head's still scrambled. How about a playoff game in Clarksville?
Ooh, that could be a lot of fun. That could certainly be a lot of fun.
Just thinking out, well, you know, playoffs, Clarksville. Just saying. I don't know. Got to get there. Got to get there first.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just alluded to it. So, Coach Fisher, Jeff Fisher, is now the interim commissioner of the Arena Football League. And I know he is on Zooms and dealing with a lot of different things. And, you know, with any new venture, there's going to be bumps in the road, but he is now trying to bring everything together. There's kind of some reconfigurations going on. So I know that's taken a lot of his attention while he's also focused on the Cats.
Right. And you know, that came down the league, quite frankly. It is now up to 10 teams. The four teams, 16 originally, two decided to wait until 2025. That's fine. The four that dropped off, we saw a few weeks into it, 3 weeks into it, all four of those leagues were basically placed there by the league itself. The previous commissioner and that leadership group promised a lot of things they didn't deliver. Travel reimbursement, uniform reimbursement, the NFL Network, quite frankly, that's our next two games. We'll get to that. This one coming Sunday was going to be an NFL Network game. Our Mother's Day game, we wouldn't have selected 2:30 on a Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day to play a game if that had not been where the league had put us for the NFL Network contract that did not come to fruition. And so we're moving back our next home game originally for Sunday, June 2nd, which is a week from Sunday. It is now Saturday. So we're moving some things around to accommodate travel and everything now that we don't have those. But we are, Jeff is in talks with the NFL Network again for the postseason. So we'll see how that goes. Of course, he can get in a lot of doors. And it's just the teams that remain are solid because they were self-sustaining, and so they did not live on the promises of others that were not delivered. That's about as fair as I can say it.
Interesting. We're talking to Greg Pogue. He is the Robbie Boren of the Arena Football League.
What do you mean?
Let's talk the positives, though.
No, I want to be the Larry Leathers.
You can be whatever you want, Greg. It's America, buddy.
Then we got to wrap the interview up. You can be Larry Leathers.
Time to go. Let's talk Nashville Cats. I mean, Greg, this has been so well received. I mean, the games here in Nashville, the game in Clarksville, the video y'all took of the line of Jeff Fisher meeting everybody. I mean, if every franchise in the Arena Football League was half as good as Nashville, this would be a no-brainer successful league. You guys got to be happy how well it's been well received.
It has, and of course, we have two fan bases. We have the generational fan base of the people who had wonderful experiences. You know, those 35-year-old millennials with their kids were coming to the games with their parents, right? And so we have the foundational piece and generational piece, and then the new fans, the curiosity of it. If you go, man, it's fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys aren't, this isn't the beer league, okay? We've had one guy sign with the 49ers. We have one guy sign with the Bengals already. And so that component of it, Dean Coquinos and his staff, but in so many different ways, we want to be the model for the Arena Football League, and we are, and that's why Jeff is now the interim commissioner, and we're just trying to, you know, not save the league per se, because it's fine. We're now there's been cities already reach out to want to join the new reconfiguration of the Arena Football League with Jeff at the helm. Just the way it's been received, yeah, we've had three home games essentially. Clarksville, quote, neutral, 4,700. We were over 6,000 the very first one. The Mother's Day game was a dud, okay? And so we've got to fix that. We've got three more opportunities for home games to wow people. We will. And so it's I don't think anybody's surprised, Joe, Chase, you grew up around it, that it would be, if presented correctly, it would be well received, and I think that's where we are.
To use a baseball term for something in football, again, the home run, I know we've talked about it 1,000 times, but I think getting Eli Gold, Greg, might have been y'all's greatest free agent acquisition for this football team.
Well, I know a guy you're talking to that's Pete Weber helped massage that, okay? I knew several weeks before Alabama was going to do the atrocity of not letting him come back after 36 years. Shame on Alabama, right? But and it just so happened he had done Arena Football League on TV, NBC, and was familiar with the league. Pete, you know, and I've known Eli, obviously, for 30 years, and it was just a natural, and my vision for that is that every home game, you know, a road games is going to be me and Eli, okay? Home games, though, I want a, quote, celebrity analyst. We've had three so far. Two, I got two right with Pete Weber, and I think I whiffed with George Plaster.
when are you going to have Joe Dubin in there?
No.
We are going to have a beer league, and he can do all those games.
Well, Pogie, I appreciate the time this morning. It's good to catch. I was thinking while we were talking, is this the first time now we've had Pogie
it
on?
Is. Yep.
The Chasing Big Joe. I mean, this is full circle right here.
There's a lot of things we can be said about this one, right? Yeah, I mean, with Joe and I together, here, there, everywhere, you, an intern, now look at you wearing a suit. acting all important and everything. You know, you're still from Bellevue, bro. Okay.
Yeah. No, you use the key word. It's acting. So.
Oh yes.
Well, coming up next, we'll read the best Saturday Night Live skits of all time. So we'll
revisit that. Did I get suspended a day for that one? I think I did.
No.
Yeah,
and I got written up for it.
Okay, you just can't leave it there.
I'll tell the story.
And then I just was reading them like, you know, hey, you know, like going through McDonald's line, and I'm just reading them,
right.
And I go blank, and then I look over, and you're in the production area, the studio engineering. I can't find you. Joe's on the ground, and I'm looking around. Where is everybody? And everybody just falling in the floor.
I got a one day
suspension for it. So
I got written up. I'll never get a job with Dave Ramsey because of this too.
Well, that's a good thing.
They'll never hire me at Ramsey Solutions because of you.
If that's what you've gotten to, Joe, so be.
And with that, Greg, appreciate it. Cats at Orlando. We'll have pregame at 5:30 Saturday.
Yeah, take care, man.
Thanks, Pogue. Greg Pogue joining us here on the program. There was a lot of inside baseball there,
that
was funny.
It's funny. Trust us. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel here at Kitchen Notes. And, again, Cats football is here on 102.5, 106.3. The game, we'll have I'm trying to find my next read. I'm trying to just, like, keep going through this.
So we might have a little dilemma here. If Vandy keeps winning and the Cats on Saturday, you got some.
Yeah, this is why I'm
wearing
the
boss man's got some big decisions.
Well, because it can affect something else, too, coming up on Sunday, because you can purchase your tickets now for the Music City Grand Prix at the Nashville Super Speedway Friday, September 13th through Sunday, September 15th at MusicCityGP.com. As the racing station, 102.5 The Game has a special offer that is for a limited time. You use the promo code GAME for a 20% discount now through June 16th. You can tune in for the Indianapolis 500 on 102.5 The Game this Sunday. Coverage beginning at 10 o'clock. Presented by Green Trees Company Dispensary, providing high-quality legal THC products.